Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1145 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 114 clock because I had an appointment at a quarter after one. I left Cress's at 5 minutes after one and went down Whitehall Street to Jacob's Corner. Whitehall Street was badly crowded. It didn't take me more than a minute and a half to walk down to the corner. It was only a few steps. There was no one standing between the bank and myself on Alabama Street. Mrs. A.P. Levy, sworn for the defendant. I live right across the street from where Mr. Frank lives. I am not a relation of his either by blood or marriage. I saw him get off a car on Memorial Day between 1 and 2 o'clock. I was dressing to go to the matinee and was watching the cars as they passed to look out for my son, who was late to dinner, and saw Mr. Frank get off the car and cross the street to his home. I had a clock on my dresser and at 1 in the dining room, and I was hurrying to meet a friend at 2 o'clock, and I wanted to see a sick friend before going to matinee, cross-examination. I noticed that Mr. Frank got off at 1:20 because I was looking at the clock. I was watching the car for my son. I had already had lunch. I could not wait for him. He tried to get me over the phone but could not reach me. The reason I knew it was that time I was looking at my clock and noticing the cars as they passed, and my son had not come yet. That was the only reason I would have noticed it. Redirect examination. My children on Memorial Day, instead of coming home at 12:20 or 12:30, came home at 1:30. Mrs. M. G. Michael, sworn for the defendant. I live in Athens. On April 26th, I was at 687 Washington Street at 2 o'clock, at the residence of my sister, Mrs. W. Coner. Mrs. Frank is my niece by marriage. I am no kin to Mr. Frank. I saw Mr. Frank about 2 o'clock on April 26th. He was going up Washington Street towards town when I first saw him. I remember it was about 2 o'clock because my son David was going to the matinee and he had to leave home before 2, and he had just left a few minutes when I saw Mr. Frank. I was on the front porch when I saw him. He came up just to the front porch. He greeted me and asked me about my people at home. We carried on a casual conversation. I noticed nothing unusual about him. I noticed no scratches or marks or any nervousness about him. He walked up Washington Street to the corner of Glen and caught the Washington Street going to town to Glen Street. My son Jerome, my nephew Julian Loeb, and my sister Mrs. Wolfheimer were also there and saw him.